Well, look, Matthew Jones, lockdown life seems to be treating you fine. How are you coping?
Yeah, not too bad at the moment. We've got a couple of kids, 2 and a 4-year-old, which are keeping us on our toes. I think they're really enjoying the time with both me and my partner being at home so much, which is that's been good as well, though, just to you know, be around them and be with them. And like I'm working for the school, so we're still busy. I'm on a rota in terms of going in to help look after the key workers' children, and I'm working from home, so really keeping busy and stuff like that. And the weather's been glorious as well, which has helped. And just hoping to get through this unscathed, really. And it's given me a chance to obviously reflect on football as well. Obviously, it's not a priority. It's not the most important thing getting through this dreadful situation is, but it has opened up that opportunity just to reflect, think and do a bit of development and learning as well.
I was going to say, some of the other managers I've spoken to have said that it's given them a time to write down their learnings from last season and before that, and actually sort of developing more formal written down coaching manuals and stuff like that. Are you on that process?
Massively. Because the way that football is, and you'll know, it's 100 mile an hour. So you're going from Saturday to Saturday games, training twice a week. You're thinking about the next session, the next game, the players that you need to speak to. And then the off-season's no quieter, because that's when you're doing your recruitment and that's when you're looking to plan for the season and getting everything set. Whereas at the moment, there's not really much we can do on that side. We're not playing games, we're not training, we can't do anything with recruitment because we don't know what's happening with the season. So it's actually given a fantastic opportunity just to go, right, well, let's think about things and let me think about what's been going on. I've been thinking a lot about this season that's just gone, writing down a lot of kind of the things, the pitfalls that I've gone through and how I would address these situations next time, writing a manual on that, really. You know, if this happens again, how will I deal with it? If this happens again, how will I deal? So I can reflect back on that when I'm in the middle of it all again and we start up again, and it's like the hurricane. I can go back to that and look and see how I've reflected on how I would deal with it. And with the coaching as well, yeah, it just gives an opportunity just to read up, go through sessions, think about this season, what's worked well, what I can use again, what I'd adapt, what I'd change, what I've taken off other people. YouTube's a fantastic resource for actually looking at sessions and different things. And, you know, we've got these documentaries that are coming out on Amazon Prime and the Sunderland Till I Die thing, which are good opportunities just to have a look and see how to do different things. So it's been a fantastic opportunity to do that.
You mentioned there that sort of recruitment is put on hold, and I always find it interesting in this era when you can't go out and physically watch players play, how you would plan your scouting and how teams are thinking about potential players they might bring in either for the end of this season or next season or whatever. And how do you sort of scout recruit digitally? How do you sort of think about learning about players digitally?
It's a real tough one, especially at our level, because there's not the video footage of the games that you'd have at a higher level. What we've had this year, which has been brilliant, is all our home games have been recorded, 90 minutes. So that's given me an opportunity to go back at them, and as opposed to looking at our team, maybe looking at other teams and seeing where there's maybe players that maybe I didn't notice at the time, but I could see, well, hang on a minute, he actually did really well at that, and that's kind of what we're looking for. But I think, to be fair, from my point of view anyway, from Christmas onwards, I'd already started kind of formulating a plan for our recruitment for next season. And I've already got a good idea of what it is that we're looking for. We had a huge turnover of players last season. Obviously, we only had the two, Danny Hughes and Sean Pearson, that actually stayed from last season's squad. And I don't really want to go through the same sort of process next season. I'd like to keep a good core of this year's group and only look to add 4 or 5 that are going to actually add quality to the group, as opposed to going through another full squad flip over again, because I think the consistency is important. This season's been a transitional year. It's been a tough year. It's been a year about bedding players in, about knitting players together, about trying to get some form of cohesion within the group. I don't want to have to do that all again next season. So in terms of recruitment, we can't go out and watch games exactly like you've said, but I already kind of had an idea of what I was looking for anyway. So it's just now waiting to find out what the next step is in terms of the season finishing and going forward into next season.
And looking back at that season, you've obviously, you were honest, you did want to use it as a transition season, as a learning season, because I suppose there's two elements of learning last season, wasn't there? Or, well, this season, as we still call it. There's the learning of where's Llandudno's place in the pyramid and how do we get them back into the Cymru Premier. I suppose there's a bit of personal learning for you, taking the job, getting to know everybody at Llandudno and trying to sort of stamp your authority or your DNA on that place.
Yeah, it's been exactly like that, really. There's been so many different factors that have kind of happened and taken place during this whole period. So, for example, like you said there, I was new into the club. So I had to get to grips with the club that had just been relegated from the Welsh Premier League. So I had to kind of get my head around the club itself, where we were, where we were looking to go. Then we had the whole new group of players that we were looking to put together in a new league for the club. They had been out of the league for four or five years. So it was new to the club. So it was that learning process was huge, because I was getting to grips with the club. And then I was getting to grips with putting a whole new squad of players together. The board have been absolutely fantastic. They never once said, we want to go back up straight away. They never once said that. They understood that this was going to be a process, that this was going to be a development process. And they wanted to kind of go through that and to come out of it stronger. So they've been absolutely superb with that. We wanted to win the league. That was the plan. You know, that's what you go into the season wanting to win the league, getting straight back up. But we were realistic in understanding that that was going to be extremely difficult. What I have seen, what I do believe, is that we are going to come out of this a lot stronger, out of this season, having gone through this and having gained some form of stability in the playing squad, within the club itself, because we had a new chairman as well. So there's been learning from that side as well. The chairman's been learning about the club as he's going along as well. So it's been total change, totally new, but it's the difficult times that kind of bring you through to enjoy the better times. And we've gone through a lot of difficult periods during this season. And I feel so much stronger, both in personally as an individual, and I think as a club, having gone through this season so far.
When you came in and set the team up that you did have this season, was that a team that could get you out of the Cymru North? Or was there still too many elements in it, perhaps, that were Cymru Premier football, because they are two different standards. It's more of a fight in the Cymru North.
The team that we wanted to put together was a team that would challenge to get promotion. That was the plan, obviously. But obviously the recruitment at the start of the year was made more difficult by the fact that we didn't have any players. So it was absolutely huge for me that both Danny and Sean committed very early on to saying, because then when you go in and speaking to other players, well, they want to know who they're going to be playing with. What kind of team is that you're putting together? You know, is it, when I'm speaking to players and they're saying, well, who else have you got that's going to make us challenge? And you can only say two players. Well, it makes it a much more difficult sell. So it was a case of, right, let's get in a group of players that we know are going to want to be here, that want to kick on and that want to develop and learn and improve, and that can come on this kind of journey and process with us. That's why, and I mentioned it when I spoke to you at the very start of the year, we went for a lot of lads who were kind of Llandudno-based, a lot of lads who have kind of come through the system, come through the process, because you've kind of got that buy-in straight away. These lads had never worked with me before, so they had no loyalty or commitment to me as an individual, only by what I kind of sold to them when I spoke to them. But they had a commitment to the club, and that's then allowed me to get them on board with my ideas and my way of doing things, and that will allow us then to grow. So when we go into next year's recruitment, we're going to already have a core squad. So when people are saying, well, who have you already got? Well, we've already got the group. It's already there. We're just adding, we're just refining, we're just putting those little extra bits in. So it was hard work. It was a lot of energy. It was a long process, but it's hopefully we're going to see the benefits longer term, as opposed to it have been a quick fix short term. So that, in terms of what we were looking for, we were looking for a Cymru North team to be competitive and to come through us with us on the journey. That was what we were looking at.
And when you were playing or running through those games early on in the season, obviously it started to become clear that Prestatyn were a force to be reckoned with, and certainly, you know, Flint were trying their best to sort of hang on their coattails. And then you knew Colwyn Bay were coming into the league. Has it made it clear to you now, if it needed to make it clear to you now, about how extra tough it is to get out of that league one place, and you're up against the Flints, the Pastatins, the Connors Keys, the Rills of this world?
Absolutely. I knew how difficult the league was for having been involved last year. And it was, you know, like you say, now you've thrown in Colwyn Bay into the mix as well. And obviously we were with Denby last year. We'd gone through a similar process where we'd rebuilt the squad from nothing, myself and Derry Leon. And unfortunately that had ended in relegation. The league is difficult, but I think getting a group of players together that are committed and willing to fight, I think you just have to look at Gilsfield and teams like that. So I was looking at the league table yesterday, and I think Gilsfield sit fourth in the league. And as you know, that it's almost little old Gilsfield, isn't it? But they've landed on a formula where they're using local players. There's no superstars. They're local players who fight for each other, who have been together a long time, who know how the club operate. They're committed to the club, and they succeed every year. And I think that's the more of the formula I'm looking towards, that idea of consistency, stability, and slow building process to get you to a point where you are successful. The issue is exactly like you say, if you end up falling on the wrong side of your 1-0s, your 2-1s, your 3-2s, like we found this year, if you can't get the consistency, you can all of a sudden find yourself at the wrong end of the table as opposed to the top end.
You mentioned Gilsfield, and we could talk earlier on in the season about Llanrider and what they were doing as well. You know, there are strong clubs in there who you know, Conwy as well, who people say is a shock that they're up there. But they've battled their way through there, and like you say, they've done it in a different way. But I just wonder if there's far more expectation on Llandudno now, because 3 seasons ago you were playing in Europe.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there is that expectation, especially kind of coming from the outside, because like you say, 4 seasons ago, the club were qualifying for Europe in their first year back into the Welsh Premier League. So there is that expectation. But we also have to be realistic about where we are. We're now in the Cymru North. We're in this league. So it's about us finding the formula that works best for us. And that's what we'll do. We'll do it the Llandudno way. We're not going to look at Prestatyn and see how they've done it and go, but that's how we've got to do it. Or look at Gilsfield and go, that's how we've got to do it. We'll do it our way. We'll identify the players that we think that we're able to do it, and we'll identify the time frame that we believe is realistic in order to achieve that. Because the other things you've got to consider as well is, you know, next season, depending on who goes up and who comes down, it's not going to be any easier. The league's going to be just as difficult. And, you know, if we've got teams coming up, teams like Holywell coming up, who have, again, similar to your Gilsfield, have got that kind of mentality of they're in it together. There's another team there that's going to be, you know, looking to kick on. So it doesn't get any easier, but it's about finding the solution to those problems that is most relevant to us as a football club, and that's most fits win with our expectations.
Okay, two quick fire questions about this league so far this season. Which is the side where you've been caught with your pants down? Not expected to lose it, but they've shown you how to lose a match or draw a match that you should have won.
We've had a few of them games where we've been like, well, we'd hope to win this game and we haven't. The two that kind of come to mind would be both home games against Buckley and Llangefni. We've tried to use the 3G to our advantage this season in terms of playing the ball on the floor, quick passing football, get us forward. On the 2 days that we played Buckley and Llangefni, it was blowing 70-mile-an-hour gales. And those two teams adapted better to the conditions than we did. And they battled to a win. It's as simple as that. They out-battled us. And that was incredibly disappointing from a manager's point of view, is that we got out-fought and out-battled in those two games. And that those were the ones where I look back and go, well, really, when you look at team sheets, we should have won the games. But in terms of mentality, on those days, we let ourselves down.
And then the flip side of that, a moment in your mind from the past season where you've either taken control in a game you shouldn't be leading, or you've taken, you know, you've done something very special and it's made you believe that perhaps you could get promoted, or there's definitely something in here.
Yeah, two key ones stick out in my mind that I kind of reflect on regularly. One of them was away at Bangor, and I think we were 2-1 down with about 20 minutes to go, and we managed to flip it and win the game 3-2. We scored two goals and then hung on under a lot of pressure to win the game 3-2. And we were going into that game on the back of some not great results. And again, the mentality started coming in, but that kind of showed me that there was a real desire within this group and that we actually could do some good things. And then the second one was when we played Rill away, and it looks like, you know, these results from now might not matter, do you know what I mean? But we played Rill away, we went 1-0 up and we had a brilliant first half, and then somehow managed to get three players sent off and went down to eight men and still won 1-0. And that, for the eight that were left on the pitch, that really showed me a massive amount of grit and determination from a group. And when I think this year, our back four has mainly consisted of an 18-year-old, two 19-year-olds and a 21-year-old. Those kind of games where we've shown that grit and determination and won games 1-0. Away at Portmaddock was the same, where we won 1-0. I really kind of believe that we're onto something.
So here we are. We don't know what's happening at the time we recorded this. We may finish a season. We may not finish a season. What do you want to happen if you were in charge, Matthew?
I think the ideal situation is that the games are played in terms of to complete the season. That is the ideal situation. And then you end up with a league table that is fair and based on merit. The issue is the financial strain that puts on clubs. So a lot of clubs, as Rill have found out, and as Llandudno will find out, rely on the summer months in order to generate income through use of the ground, through use of all different things, to generate that income to go into the next season. We are going to lose that by the looks of things, and we've still got nine games to play. So we're going to still have to fund nine games worth of finance on players, pitches, all that sort of thing. And it just puts you in a position where you're not quite sure what's going to happen. Ideally, from my point of view, and this is personally being quite selfish, you know, I'd like to see the season come to an end in a points per game and then plan for next season. I feel like we're in limbo. We don't know a time frame. We don't know when we're going to be able to safely play football again. So finish it off. Let us look to then really settle down and plan for next season. But like I say, that's a purely personal point of view.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Matt. I tell you what I'm looking forward to seeing next season is a repeat of the time you sung Chumbawamba at Denby. may there be at least some good memories for Llandudno so we get another viral video of you doing Chumbawamba.
It is my karaoke tune, so I'm sure we could get another one of them smashed out next season.